Now, the name of your book is Quetico, Near to Nature's Heart. What about the heart is so important? Isn't what's important is, you know, downtown where all the lights are bright? Do you dislike cities? Are you anti-big city? Or what's the proper mix? Why is wilderness important?
I guess I do dislike cities to some extent. I love going to Minneapolis and Toronto and Winnipeg and all those places because culturally they are very important. When I first went into the Boundary Water Canoe Area and into Quetico, the main thing to me was the ecology aspect of it. And now something that I'd like to emphasize is the importance of the human history part. Somebody has once defined the wilderness, you know, humorously defined it, as where the hand of man has never set foot. But the hand of man set foot in Quetico right after the glaciers retreated. So just as much as it's an ecological reserve, it's also a reserve of human history. There's 12,000 years of human history in Quetico, and the glacier retreated through there roughly 12,500. Almost everywhere else, you get a real decrease in the awareness that people have of the past. Quetico has the highest concentrations of pictographs anywhere in Canada. But besides that, on the campsites that you sleep on, the portages you go over, a lot of those were established 12,000 years ago at the end of the Ice Age. So it literally is a place that has human history that's still in the ground. It hasn't been plowed. Lots of it has never been logged. It's a really important place for people to get in touch with not only the ecology of the area, but the human history also.